理课堂听 class.com。
My name is Michael Schofield. My brother is facing the electric chair, framed for a crime he didn't commit.
What is it about this case that the Secret Service is so interested in?
The man killed the vice president's brother.
After his appeals were exhausted, I knew there was only one way to get him out.
Getting you out of here.
It's impossible.
But not if you design the place, it isn't.
You've seen the blueprints.
Better than that. I've got them on me.
I've been in Fox River nearly a month now. In that time, I've assembled a group that has all the resources we need to not only break out, but to stay out.
I'm Michael, by the way.
Dr. Tancredi.
Tancredi, like the governor.
While we dig on the inside, our lawyer searches for the truth on the outside.
I have information that will lead to the exoneration of Lincoln Burroughs.
Somebody on the inside claims they can exonerate Lincoln.
Someone's been talking.
Anyone that's a threat is expendable.
They're ready for you, Madam Vice President.
Twenty-four hours from now, my brother is scheduled to die. But the way I see it, 24 hours from now, we'll be out of the country.
Getting out of here.
Unfortunately, pretty, that ain't an option. You are gonna get us out of here.
Unless you're gonna use your shank to take out the pipe.Put it away.
I'm gonna put it in your neck. You won't get us out of here.
Bringing down a peg, T-Bag.
Shut your mouth.
Remember, pretty, I am serving life plus one. So if I get busted for attempted escape, I'm gonna throw in a homicide, no problem. That's like a parking ticket to me.
You okay?
Felt sick again.
Yeah, you took your IVs out.
Yeah, I didn't want to throw up on the floor, so I just came to the drain. Just let me walk this off, it'll be fine.
Lincoln, there is no reason for you to be here if your IV isn't out.
Everything all right in here?
It's fine.
Why isn't he cuffed to the table?
What's he gonna do, steal a cotton ball?
Can't have him walking around, Doc, you know that.
What was that?
Put your wrist up. You gonna turn this into something? I'm not gonna say it again. Put your wrist up.
Keith, come check this out. Keith?
We gotta go. Now, give me the rope. Give me the rope now. Tie that off.
Did it break off or did someone break it?
I don't know.
Here's the other half.
Heading over to Sharky's. It's 2 for Tuesday.
I'm gonna hoist a few.
Man, I'd love to, but my wife is cooking dinner, and I told her I'd be home.
Wuss. Anybody else?
Suit yourself. Hey, none of the sheetrock in front of the break room's been touched.
The PI's letting it dry out.
Still?
Door locked.
Wasn't locked, boss. The fan kept pushing open, so we just had to wedge it closed.
You've been in there all night not doing a damn thing.
Room is still wet, boss. Nothing we could do. It's not like we were having a picnic.
Bunch of shiftless, no good convicts. You got something to say, Schofield? Wrap it up. And all four of you, get your asses back to the block.
Hey! Get these nitwits back to the cell block.
Seem to be one light.
Right here, boss.
No.
Hey! I should be halfway to seeing my family right now.
Now.
Keep it moving. Move it.
Go, lady.
You think he knows? Lincoln.
I'm here with Henry Pope, who is the warden of Fox River Penitentiary, where Lincoln Burroughs is scheduled to die by electrocution at 12:01 a.m. tomorrow. Warden Pope, can you tell me what's going to happen in the next few hours?
There are strict Department of Corrections guidelines that govern every aspect of an execution. Measures taken to make sure that the process goes as smoothly as possible.
Such as?
The correctional officers will do a walkthrough, will review the list of witnesses, the chair will be checked and rechecked to make sure there's no problem.
And Mr. Burroughs himself, have you spoken with him? What are his thoughts in these final hours?
I'd say that's between him and his gun.
And maybe the governor. I understand Burroughs' attorneys are going to request a stay.
I wish him the best of luck.
Does that mean you believe he's innocent?
It means I believe in the process, but I don't relish the prospect of taking another man's life. Whether it's just or not, there's no joy that lies before us today.
Okay, thank you very much, Warden. And we will be here with you throughout the night, watching and waiting to see if Lincoln Burroughs does in fact become only the 13th person to be executed in the state of Illinois since 1976.
Just so you got one less thing to worry about. I want you to know, I ain't mad at you.
Thank you.
How long until?
16 hours.
Are his lawyers making any progress? Is there still a chance with that?
No. There's only one person who can really stop this execution. I need to see my brother. Just to talk. For 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'll try. Sorry, I'm told that you have to wait until final visitation.
Would you talk to your father for me, please?
Believe me, my father knows where I stand on the death penalty, and I'm just as clear on his
team. Sarah, Dr. Tancredi, I'm sorry. This isn't about the morality of the death penalty. This is about killing an innocent man. My brother. And surely your father can't be in favor of that. Just talk to Lincoln's attorneys, just for an hour, and I swear to God you'll be convinced of his innocence.
Michael, I would pick up the phone right now if I thought there was any chance that I could make a difference, but you have to understand, I'm the last person in the world that my father listens to. He hates what I do. He hates what I believe in. And if I'm the one asking for clemency for your brother won't get it.
Can't be Terrence Stedman buried in the ground.
Yeah, but a secret informant claims that Stedman is still alive? I don't know, Nick. It all sounds pretty far-fetched.
You're his clerk. Just get us on the dock.
Nick, you're asking him to commit political suicide by granting a stay of execution to Illinois' most notorious death row inmate.
Officially, all we're asking is for an exhumation order. If he grants it, he can order a stay until the tests come in.
An exhumation order? Oh, well, that's better. Digging up the vice president's brother. No way.
No, look. We took intro to CivPro together. Remember, we studied for the bar day and night in that crappy little apartment of yours, talking about how we're going to make a difference.
Nick, you filed an 11th-hour motion, and Judge Kessler's docket is full this afternoon.
Come on, Lyle. Everyone knows you run that courtroom. You can't adjust things around a bit.
The informant that was killed yesterday, I was there. I know firsthand these people will do whatever they can to frame Lincoln for Stedman's murder. All we're asking is to be heard.
I'll give you 15 minutes this afternoon. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
He doesn't even know what happened.
He knows you tried. Do you think so?
He's your brother.
He knows you.
So yes. I promised I would get him out of here.
Promised a lot of people, pretty.
Enough, man, right?
This don't concern you, boy. You don't get a man's hopes up like that and then just...
Back up or I'll beat your skinny ass into the ground. And it wouldn't take much to do it.
All right, ladies, rec time is over. Back on the block.
You owe me a ticket out of here, pretty. And I will collect.
I'm really sorry about your brother.
Thanks. Look, I know you were counting on this, so
let me worry about my problems. But I know you got enough on your mind right now. For what it's worth, over the years I've known a few men who've sat on that chair. And as the day gets near, all you can really do is pray it goes quick. Once, about 10 years ago, there was a man caught a few sparks. Not enough to do the job. Had to wait another 3 weeks while they reset the whole process. And it may sound crazy, but he said it was the worst 3 weeks of his life. Because it's not the lightning that kills you. It's the wait. So take solace in the fact that your brother's wait is over.
So if something happens to the chair,
he's got 3 more weeks.
There's a lot of protocol in killing a man. A new death warrant. Another medical clearance.
A lot can happen in 3 weeks.
Yo, what's the scrapes, yo?
Thanks.
What y'all talking about?
Nothing.
Keep it together. Go, keep it together.
I'm going in.
It's late. I'll hang a sheet.
Questions about what's going to happen tonight?
When I get to eat. When we're supposed to walk. How it's going to feel when they tighten the belts. Any of that going to help come midnight?
Some feel it's best to be prepared.
How's Michael?
He's anxious to see you. Unfortunately, we've been told that that's not possible until final visitation.
Been through this before?
No. Just so you know, a doctor needs to be present, so for what it's worth, I'll be there tonight.
Can I ask a favor?
Yeah, what?
When I'm gone, can you... you look out for my brother?
So you like doing that, too?
Dipping a fry in a shake? Hells yeah.
Good times, good times. So, what's going on out there?
Nothing, you know, just staying out of trouble.
I meant in terms of any office gossip you might have for me.
Yo, check it. This one fool has been trying to cop a joint, so I'll keep you hustling for that.
We had an agreement. You were supposed to bird dog Schofield and get back to me.
I've been trying, man. I've been working the corners. Trust me. I ain't got nothing.
I seen you talking to him in the yard, him and the geezer.
Yeah, I talked to Schofield, but he ain't told me nothing.
And it's $100 for the burger and fries.
Boss, you know I ain't got no money.
You better start selling your ass. $100 by the end of the shift, or there's going to be a bidding war to see who gets you as their new silly. Beat it.
In the yard today, I did hear Schofield say something. That if something goes wrong with the chair, his brother gets 3 more weeks to live.
We're square. Get out of here. How's it going in here?
Ready for liftoff.
Chair's working?
Yeah, why?
Run a test.
Already did. The electrical contractor signed off on the diagnostic this morning. We're good to go.
Run it again.
Why?
Run it.
It ain't working.
Well, son of a bitch. I don't know what could have happened.
Mostly we do all the paperwork before they get through 1 week.
Right.
So we got time then.
Not a lot, but some.
Are we still going through the infirmary?
If I corrode that pipe again, we'll know something's up.
You got another way?
Right now I'm just worried about getting through tonight.
Careful, there's 2,000 volts running through that thing.
Oh, God.
See my brother.
When we move you to final visitation.
When's that?
Right after we do this. Just. It's your last day, Link. I prefer to keep you out of cuffs as much as possible, but I need some assurances.
You've always been straight up with me, Stoltz. You have my word.
Your Honor, from the outset, Mr. Burroughs' case has been tainted by conspiracy, characterized by destruction of evidence, distortion of the truth, and witness intimidation.
Again, Judge, I have to object. These are some serious accusations with absolutely no proof.
No proof? What have I been arguing for the past 20 minutes?
You got me.
Judge Kessler, Mr. Tucci might not appreciate the weight of what we've just presented, but surely you must. As Ms. Donovan stated, a top video forensic analyst, has disputed the authenticity of a surveillance tape that was the key piece of evidence in convicting Lincoln Burrows.
That's the tape that no longer exists, right?
Because your client had it destroyed.
Unless my client is a rusted water pipe in the county records office, I'm afraid you're mistaken.
Judge, Miss Donovan's apartment was blown up in an attempt to silence both her and me.
That was independently corroborated as a gas leak, Your Honor.
Judge, a month ago, a Secret Service agent named Paul Kellerman visited my office. I saw Kellerman last night when he shot and killed another agent, Daniel Hale, right after Hale told me that Terrence Stedman was alive and well.
Your Honor, I'm presenting to the clerk an affidavit from the director of the Secret Service Agency. It states that at no time has there ever been an agent of that organization by the name of Paul Kellerman or Daniel Hale. In addition, there were no other witnesses to this shooting. No bullets were found, no blood, no shell casings. The only witness to this alleged murder is Veronica Donovan, Lincoln Burrows' ex-girlfriend. Now, Your Honor, I feel for Miss Donovan.
Save it.
I do. But desperation causes desperate acts. And that's what we're seeing here today, Your Honor. My client, the Vice President of the United States.
Judge Kessler.
Do either of you have any evidence that is admissible? Even just tangible? Your claims, if true, are terrifying. But anything or anyone that could verify your story is either gone, missing, or dead. I know time is of the essence. I'll reserve judgment for now. I'll take your arguments into consideration, and I'll have a decision within a few hours.
These little bastards are the bane of my existence, I swear to God.
You get this a lot?
Yeah, they're attracted to the heat when they're cold, plus they got collapsible vertebrae or some deal, so they can squeeze through a crack yay big if they're determined.
And he shorted out the wire just by biting on it?
Not by chewing on the wire alone, but if the tail touches metal, it acts as a ground and boom, fuse pops, along with the rat.
Be damned.
So can you change the fuse?
Yeah, there's another one right here in the box.
Can you do it now?
Right after I notify the state, fill out the paperwork.
Now hold up a minute. Both of you. We're going to give more time to a guy who killed the vice president's brother. This guy's a terrorist.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Forget about losing our jobs. We could all face charges.
Only the three of us know. Real easy to keep it that way.
It's your guys' call. How much longer?
6 hours.
Open on 40.
Schofield, your brother's gonna be transported to final visitation soon. You can meet him there. You look surprised. You knew it was scheduled today. Saying.
They'll be transporting you to final visitation in a minute. Thanks for keeping your word, Link.
You got to change into these.
What's that?
At the moment of death, the body becomes incontinent, so.
It's a diaper.
Yeah. You need to work.
Make me. Good look, huh? It's, for the electricity. Hair gets in the way or something.
I did everything I could.
I know you did. Last time I had my head shaved was when I was running with Derek. Remember Derek?
Yeah.
Bet me $40 I wouldn't shave it. I said, make it 100.
Still owes me. Have you heard from Veronica?
She's supposed to be coming.
Is there any news on the appeal?
Don't know.
Because there can still be a chance.
Michael, please. This thing's gonna happen. I gotta get my head straight. Let's just share memories, swap stories, talk about the damn weather, anything but torturing myself with the idea of hope. I can't take it anymore.
All right.
You can't go, LJ.
I don't care. I have to see him.
You can't go to the prison. You'll never make it through the gate. There'll be cops everywhere.
Look, you gotta wait until we get all this cleared up, all right?
It's the judge's clerk. Lyle, what do you got? Yeah. Thanks, man.
They ruled against us.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go and see him.
I'm gonna stay here with LJ. You gonna be okay going alone?
Yeah, I'm gonna be fine.
Tell Lincoln. You know, just we tried. Go to the back room. Go.
You're the attorneys for Lincoln Burroughs?
You let me win, Michael?
No.
Mm-hmm. Show me your cards.
I'm not going to show you my cards.
Show me your cards.
I'm not going to show you my
cards.
Give
me your cards.
Jen.
Honey, then.
3 out of 5. How often would you make those for LJ?
Never had him on weekends. Maybe the only decent thing I ever did for him.
No. You were there for him.
I don't know. I don't know how I can stomach this stuff before.
We lost the appeal. Friend Sarah came by, though.
Did she hear you out?
She did.
Is she going to talk to her father?
I sure as hell hope so.
It doesn't matter anymore, guys. You've done more than enough for me. It's the most important thing.
I couldn't bring LJ.
I know.
I can get him on the phone, though.
What do I say?
LJ, it's your dad.
Hey, Dad.
LJ. So this is it?
Yeah.
Liam, I want you to stick with Veronica and Nick. I'll clear your name. You'll be all right.
I wish I could be there, Dad.
Me too.
Because there's something I want to tell you.
What's that?
I had a dream last night. You and me were working on a house, pounding nails. And in the dream, it felt like we were older. It was so clear. The whole dream. And when I woke, I knew that today wasn't going to be the end. That that we'll see each other again, Dad. I know it. I love you, Dad.
Those numbers support Burroughs' claim about Terrence Stedman's pending indictment. Now, with the related murders and then the confidential informant, I just wanted to make sure that you were fully aware of the circumstances.
I'm fully acquainted with the Burroughs case, sir, but I never heard about any of this.
Well, I hadn't either until I spoke with Burroughs' attorneys this afternoon, and I understand that most of this evidence is technically considered circumstantial, but I think you'll agree it's hard to ignore.
And how did you get involved with all this?
These men are my patients. It's my job to advocate for them.
Come on, Sarah. How many of these guys say that they are innocent? 80%, 90%? It's not like you're asking me for a new bike here, kid. Being tough on crime, capital punishment, all part of a philosophy that I believe in. Part of a philosophy that I campaigned on, was elected for.
I have to go back to Fox River. I have to be there when they kill this man. The least you could do is review his case. And Dad, if it helps, pretend it didn't come from me.
Never given a damn about what people thought of me. Never. Last couple of days. I gotta admit, you know. Lee Harvey Oswald, John Wilkes Booth, Lincoln Burroughs. I'm gonna go down in history with these freaks. Bitch, but all these I didn't do it.
Governor.
Yes, Governor. Okay. I understand. The governor has reviewed your case fully. He's not granting clemency. Let's proceed.
You did your country and your party a great service. It won't go unnoticed.
Thank you, Madam Vice President.
Thank you, Governor.
Can't go fast here. Once he's in the death chamber, he'll be escorted to the viewing room.
Can I?
Yeah.
Uncuff him.
Can only take you so far. After that, you gotta take a few leaps of faith.
Don't give up on me.
What if something happens to you?
You just have a little faith.
Just have a little faith.
How about every Sunday, we have our own special breakfast? Just you and me.
Yeah.
Give me your hand. You gotta have faith, all day.
I love you, Dad.
You came in here, man. Give me the strength to walk out.